Never be afraid to start over. It's a chance to rebuild your life the way you want it all along. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Brendon Burchard talks with us about how to start a new life. Enjoy.
How do you reignite your life? You know, if you're like ready for a big change, or you just want more vibrancy and more pop and more joy and more energy into your life so that you can actually feel happy about life, how do you do it? Especially if you've been through like a dark period of time and you're just like, I just want to turn back on, you know? Maybe you've come through a breakup or a divorce, or you've started a new business, or you just recognize like, hey, for the last 6 months, you've kind of sucked. You know, life has just not been good. It's just been like upsetting. And you're like, I need something new. I need to revivify. You know, you're in that place where you're like, I just need some new pop in my life, Brendon. How do I reignite? I've been really thinking about it lately because so many people are asking, like, okay, I feel like so much negativity. I want more positivity and joy in my life, but I also need a change. Because a lot of people right now, they're in transition. You know, they had this part of their life and now the career changed. And they're like, oh, I'm in this part of my life. And they want to do it better. So this still applies to you. So how do you reignite your life? I got 4 big ideas. I call it the 4 P's. Okay. The first way to reignite your life is not to have a midlife crisis and become a metaphor. Okay. What I mean is that most people, what they do is they think, well, I must have to move. I got to move to a whole new location. I see, Brendon, you moved to Puerto Rico. It's great. I guess I got to move my life. No, my life was already ignited. I didn't have to move somewhere to find it. You don't have to be in a new relationship, start a new career, move to that new town. Often, when we want to reignite our life, we look for these big things. Well, I'll feel good when I win the lottery or that perfect thing happens. You're waiting for that perfect thing to happen in order to feel good. And that makes you a novice in personal development. And I say that with all respect because we all do that at some point. I can recognize time in my life. I'm like, Brendon, why didn't you feel better at that stage of your life? Because I wasn't using my mind well. And so I learned that if you want to reignite your life, don't think it has to be this big, abrupt, sudden, crazy change. Those can be great. But if those aren't well thought out, it becomes a train wreck and a midlife crisis versus an intentional new way of being. Because listen, that's how you reignite your life. An intentional new way of being. And that's what these 4 P's are really going to be about. A new way of being for you. We don't have to change your marriage or your career. I'm not saying those things might not need to change, but you can reignite your life by starting with these 4 P's. The first P is presence. Learning to be more present in the moment, more mindful and appreciative of what you already have that you've been missing. So many people think that they need something new to make them feel good when I'm like, but didn't you see what your child just did? How cute was that? Or didn't you just notice that you do have more abundance than 50% of the world? Didn't you notice that today went by? No one shot at you. Nobody tried to stab you. Didn't you understand that today there was no crime in your house? Like, if that's true for you, you're lucky. And what happens is we lose our perspective and we become people who are always attached to the next moment or the previous moment, and we're not here. And I've always found that when you can learn to get in this moment, and you can breathe and use your breath to engage in this moment, and you can notice the small things in this moment and just be in the moment, that when I'm here in the now, in this moment, I will always be happier. I will always notice things. I will always feel a sense of connection with life. The reason a lot of people are unhappy and they feel like they have to reignite it is because they become disconnected. They become disconnected with themselves. They become disconnected in their relationship. They become disconnected in their career. And the only thing they're connected to anymore is their phone, right? The only time there's any presence when they're like, oh, and they've lost presence with the moment, with this breath, with this joy of being alive. Like, I hope that you realize the ultimate way to reignite your life is to first have reverence for life. And if you have reverence for life, you connect with the moment. You have fun with the moment. You dance with the moment. It's all here. It's already here. You're already alive. You already won the lottery of this crazy cosmos that all these billions of cells aligned perfectly to make you right now. Please, you forgot this moment. You forgot the magic of now, and you're looking for tomorrow to make you happy when it's right here. It's a choice. It's a decision. It's an intention. It's a reconnection with the moment each day. Stop going through the day, going through the motions. Reconnect with the minute. Take notice of your breath. Take notice of what you're paying attention to. Appreciate the small things. Be present now, because trust me, if you can't learn to be present now, where you don't feel like life is going great, when it becomes great, you won't notice either. Trust me, I coach some of the highest level people in the world, and I always find this to be true. They have everything, and they're still not happy because they never trained themselves in the practice of presence. The second P that I think is so critical is people engagement. And that is, if you want to reignite your life, the way to do that is in your current relationships, the people you already interact with, the people you already love, the people you already lead, the people you already work with. I want you to re-engage them again. You got distracted and you thought that you know everything about them. You don't know a lot about your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, the people who you're working with.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.